Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Garrett's Appliance, 2410 28th Street Southwest on the corner of Byron Center and 28th. You can't miss it today. Big tent out front full of grills. We got four or five of them lit up out there. We're going to be cooking starting about 11 o'clock. There's a scratch and dent sale going on here. Back in their clearance center, there's some mama. I'm coming home because there's some good stuff back there.
So if you scratch it, you get a better deal on it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this place is teeming with sale products. I love walking in here. It scares me all the time to bring my wife in because she wants one of everything, and we need one of everything because our house is 22 years old. Everything is breaking, but guess where I get my appliances? Right here.
Yep.
Because why wouldn't I? I mean, they're good guys. They sell the best products at a good, fair price, and guess what? They deliver it. They service it. They pick it up if you don't like it. I mean, that stainless grill cart you were looking at in my driveway this morning,
right?
Got it right here last year. It was at this sale. The price was unbelievable. I had to buy it. I needed a stainless grill cart.
And I tell you what, it's been sitting outside for a year
at
your house, and it looks as good as the day you bought it.
Always. I was going to put it down by the pool, but it's so handy in the driveway rolling that G-Sport tech around.
Right.
I had to do that. But right now, we want to take a moment and shoot over to South Division and talk with our buddy Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's. Good morning, Merle.
How you doing this morning, guys?
We need a little bluegill update, baby.
Hey, the bluegills are going hot right now.
Merle, I'm telling you they are. I was there last weekend after the show. We shot over to the store, and I spoke with Scott. And I said, Scott, you ever tried these gulp baits before, G-U-L-P, those little artificial grubs? And he's like, you know, the guys tell me that they're pretty good, so I'd give it a try, Jop. I went home Monday night, Memorial Day night, went out from 8 till dark, about an hour and a half, myself and a buddy, Charlie. We caught 50 gills over 7 inches, two of them over 10, in the little lake that I live on, and we didn't have any dinks, man. Everything was a great fish. They were slamming those.
That's not what Slosher said.
Right. Yeah.
He said he had one in the boat.
What, one dink in the boat? Yeah, exactly.
So what are we setting up our next fishing trip on that lake, then?
Yeah, you got it. Come on over, baby, because they aren't on the beds yet, and but I just wanted to give a kudos because there again, that's the quality of Allen Bob's, giving me great advice, something I'd never tried before. He honestly told me, he goes, I think these work and you ought to give them a try. And for $5, I had the fishing night of the summer.
And that's a great point, Jop. Merle, Scott, the whole gang down there, you know, you think about it, it's one little bitty pack of lures, right?
Right.
Jigs, whatever you're picking up. It's only $8. It's not a big decision.
Right.
But you're going to go and you're going to spend a day somewhere. That little $8 purchase can make the difference in a successful trip or not.
Right.
So why not, you know, get the right packet? That's the advice part. What else is hitting, Merle? Where are we getting perch around here right now?
Well, the perch fishing's been a little bit slow, you know, off the piers and such, but the end of the lakes are heating up a little bit. Perch, you know, Gun Lake, I know they're catching a few perch in some other inland lakes, but, you know, the focus right now has been on the crappies and the bluegills on the inland lakes, and the bass fishing being open now has been really good, too, you know, and we are selling a ton of wax worms, you know, minnows for the crappies and bluegills, and that fishing right now is at its peak. I mean, there's people coming in getting limits all the time.
Well, we'll be heading over to Saginaw Bay on Wednesday to fish with Captain Ken on Gyra Charters. So we'll give you a little update on the walleye on the Big Bay. I know you're busy in the store there, Merle. Thanks so much. I've got my Bowtech out right now. I am practicing already for October, so I'll be down to see you. I want to get that rangefinder and get hooked up. So
all right,
thanks so much
great.
For joining us. All right, Merle. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's Sports, just south of 28th Street on Division. If you're a sportsman, if you hang out with fishermen, if you want anything for hunting, hiking, any of that stuff, you got to go in the store. It's a great group.
You know, their little tagline, jingle, whatever it may be, is sportsman serving sportsman.
It's true.
It's absolutely true there. That is not a jingle. It's the way they do business. And you'll go in there and you'll get real tips from real guys that have used the stuff that they're talking about. You're not getting an aisle manager in a big box store. These are the real deal. But, Bob, we are going to head over and do a little walleye fishing later this week, but you've got a smoked salmon recipe that you've made
before. It's killer.
And it's killer.
It really is good. It's a simple one. And if you don't have a smoker, you can make your grill a smoker. Let's say you have a big Wolf grill on your back deck. We've got the Wolf rep walking behind us here. We got to get this guy to sit down with us, too. You can take a little can. You can get these smoking cans. Garrett's has them. Any good grill shop will have a little can of smoke. And it's basically like some sort of a little appliance that you put on the grill with some wood chips, sawdust, pellets, something to create a little smoke. But if you have a smoker, smoke your salmon lightly, okay? Fish takes on smoke very easily. So when you're talking salmon, you want to go really light on your smoke. You want to brine it for 2 to 3 days. And we've got brining recipes on our website, grillingguys.com. But you smoke it lightly just to perfection. You want to get that thing right up to about 140-degree internal temperature on your salmon. You're done. Okay? But for the rest of this thing, it's pretty cool. You're going to need some shallots and some dills, and I'll post this to the website as soon as I get back. But you're going to have shallots, garlic, capers, and you're going to stir those up in a pot and saute them. And then you're going to add some lemon juice and some roasted red pepper. So when you're smoking that salmon, after the first half hour when your smoke is done and you're just giving it heat, throw some of those peppers on there or throw them on right from the beginning. Roast those red peppers and they'll pull up a little bit of that smoke.
Those are bell peppers, right?
Just
red ones for the color.
There are all sorts of red peppers out there. I've never found any that are undesirable. I don't know the names of all of them, but I just grab different red peppers. They'll be coming out in great variety shortly. But then you add in the peppers, and then you add in some cream, and you increase the heat, and you simmer it for 2 minutes, and you got to keep scraping the bottom of that pot. But then you throw in some lemon zest and dillweed, and you get this Parmigiano Reccato. And
really?
Yeah.
That's cheese, right, for the common man?
It is. It's a really cool Parmesan cheese, but it's called Parmigiano. And you throw ricotta cheese in there also. And you save some of that Parmigiano for the end when you want to...
Sprinkle it on the topo of the dish.
Yeah, spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
So, okay. you cook that fettuccine al dente, okay? Not like they show on the box. You do it a little bit lighter. You want it a little less than fully cooked because by the time you stir in your mixture and it sits for a while, it's going to finish off. That's the key.
So we'll have that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com.
Al dente.
It has. That's when we'll have it there, yeah. It has several steps, and you want to follow it through, but Bob has made this for me. It's worth the time and effort. You'll enjoy it. The smoked salmon is mixed in with it. But coming up next, we're going to go out and talk beef ribs with Cowboy Rob Russell. He's going to be up here in Michigan teaching classes this week. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.